Now accept one who is weak in faith, but not for disputes over opinions. One man has faith to eat all things, but he who is weak eats only vegetables. Don't let him who eats despise him who doesn't eat. Don't let him who doesn't eat judge him who eats, for Elohim has accepted him. Who are you who judge another's servant? To his own master he stands or falls. Yes, he will be made to stand, for Elohim has power to make him stand. One man esteems one day as more important, another esteems every day alike. Let each man be fully assured in his own mind. He who observes the day observes it to Yahuwah, and he who does not observe the day, to Yahuwah he does not observe it. He who eats, eats to Yahuwah, for he gives Elohim thanks. He who doesn't eat, to Yahuwah he doesn't eat, and gives Elohim thanks. For none of us lives to himself, and none dies to himself. For if we live, we live to Yahuwah. Or if we die, we die to Yahuwah. If therefore we live or die, we are Yahuwah's. For to this end Messiah died, rose, and lived again, that he might be master of both the dead and the living. But you, why do you judge your brother? Or you again, why do you despise your brother? For we will all stand before the judgment seat of Messiah. For it is written, As I live, says Yahuwah, to me every knee will bow, every tongue will confess to Elohim. So then each one of us will give account of himself to Elohim. Therefore let's not judge one another any more, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block in his brother's way, or an occasion for falling. I know and am persuaded in Master Yahusha that nothing is unclean of itself, except that to him who considers anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. Yet if because of food your brother is grieved, you walk no longer in love. Don't destroy with your food him for whom Messiah died. Then don't let your good be slandered, for Elohim's kingdom is not eating and drinking, but righteousness, peace, and joy in the set-apart spirit. For he who serves Messiah in these things is acceptable to Elohim and approved by men. So then, let's follow after things which make for peace, and things by which we may build one another up. Don't overthrow Elohim's work for food's sake. All things indeed are clean, however it is evil for that man who creates a stumbling block by eating. It is good to not eat meat, drink wine, nor do anything by which your brother stumbles, is offended, or is made weak. Do you have faith? Have it to yourself before Elohim. Happy is he who doesn't judge himself in that which he approves. But he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because it isn't of faith, and whatever is not of faith is sin.